Good morning, a Friday morning, and I wish I could say it's a happy Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the ripple effect from the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, it just is unfathomable. I think it's, for many of us, hitting to the core of perhaps what's even wrong with a country that sees so many school shootings. The New York Times editorializing today that the NRA can be taken on and dealt with in terms of guns and what obviously has been one more tragic situation in the United States.
David, what's happened here is beyond belief for any American. Your capacity to watch the testimony of the parents and the survivors is beyond painful. My temptation is to turn the TV or the radio off because I don't really want to hear this, but I think we have to hear it. The only way that we're going to make the kind of change that we are needing to make is by knowing exactly what happened here and what the loss has been. It's one thing to say 17 have died. It's an entirely other thing to hear the voices of an individual, of a family, and to project ourselves into that situation and say, it could be my children, it could be my grandchildren, God forbid anything like that could happen, but it can. And that's what America is waking up to now. David, when the New York Post says, Mr. President, the New York Post, the Murdoch New York Post says, Mr. President, do something. And when we see the amount of money, insidious money, that has been given to our politicians, millions of dollars by the National Rifle Association and their affiliates, when we see that there are hundreds of millions of guns out there, it's just something that this country has never wanted to deal with, never been able to deal with. People have accepted false narratives that we have to have guns so that people who come into our houses can be dealt with, and yet those instances are as rare as hen's teeth compared to the kind of carnage that we are seeing in this country. And so, yes, now is the time that something has to be done. Good people like John McCain have accepted incredible amounts of money from the NRA. I don't even want to talk about Rubio and Cruz and their mealy-mouthed moments of silence that they want to give when, in fact, they are right at the core of what our problem is, that we can't deal with this. We have a Supreme Court that is genuflected to the gun industry. This country better wake up and better take a look at itself right now, because otherwise, you know, this is going to go on and on and on and on.
And yet, even after Newtown, Connecticut in 2012, children killed. Nothing seemed to come of it. The Times editorial goes on to say it's time to vote the gun lobby out of office in the midterm elections. Is that possible?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if I'm Ted Cruz this morning, this is a politician who I really have a problem with. Or if I'm Marco Rubio, I'm taking a look at what has happened here at the carnage. And I am saying, I'm going to get blamed for this. And they are. And they should be, because the platitudes that they offer, I'm at a loss for words, David. I don't know what to say about politicians who take this blood money.
I mean, in our own region, we have Republican Elise Stefanik up in the North Country. We have Republican John Faso, certainly, in the 19th Congressional District. They have a number of challengers that are coming out and a lot of repeal the SAFE Act signs in their district.
Well, that's right. At what point does a political person lead as opposed to follow? We have seen throughout history that politicians sometimes have to get out of their safety zone and say, you know what, I'm not just going to count numbers. I'm going to say to the people who are here, look, these could be your children, they could be my children. We have to do something. When you lead, you'll get followers, and you'll have respect for doing that. When you follow and just start chalking up numbers and SAFE Act signs, when you go, when it's all over, what will people think of you?
Part of this story also may be that there were warnings, Alan. The FBI was warned about the school shooting from a YouTube user who was Nicholas Cruz, and they initially followed up on the report that was reported that he was saying he wanted to be a school shooter, and then, obviously, not enough was done to stop it.
Not only that, David, the police had been at his house incredible numbers of times. The warnings were there. Look, there's going to be enough recrimination to go around. The FBI is going to get it. The police agencies are going to get it. But in the end, it's the number of guns that are out there and the fact that they are so easy to get in this society. It's just a crying shame.
Finally, Mitt Romney, Utah. Looks like he may make the announcement today that he's running for the Senate.
He'll run and he's going to win. He's popular there. the former presidential candidate. There's precedence of this in American history, and precedence for people who were president in American history going back to the Senate. So he'll go. I think it's a fairly assured Republican seat, and it's an interesting thing to watch.